Hey everybody, it's Eric from the Mature Minded Gamers. Tonight we're talking about Elite Dangerous. We've just jumped into it and been playing it for the last three weeks now, I think, almost a month, which is a long time for us. We tend to switch from game to game, but this game, man, it has held a spot in my heart for a long time, but I never really could fully invest myself into it. But we definitely have done it over the last 3 weeks. And so I got Ryan and Will with me, and we're going to talk about our experiences with Elite Dangerous, what's changed, what we like, what we don't like, and what we hope for the future. I'm going to start us out a little bit because I think I'm the first one who ever played it. I played it at release when it first came out in 2015. Really, really, really liked it a lot, but it got very monotonous. There wasn't a bunch to do. What they had in the game was amazing. Landing your ship for the first time and taking off for the first time, flying through a station, just felt so amazing. But really, beyond that and beyond traveling and doing your jumps and stuff, it got really repetitive, hauling cargo back and forth. I never was a fan of combat early on. I mixed in a little bit with it and tried to get it figured out and wasn't very good at it. I didn't really understand enough about it. There was no tutorial back when I first started playing. So it was all new and like looking on the forums and trying to figure stuff out. And there's a lot to this game. There's a lot of different weapons. There's a lot of different systems on your ship, a lot of buttons. There's definitely a very steep learning curve to jumping into this game. The last patch that just came out actually introduced a tutorial to the game, which I heard is not bad, but still it leaves a lot of things in question. So let's jump in here and talk about it. Will, I think you were the second person to play it. You played it shortly after I did. What do you think about Elite now that we're jumping back into it? And what's your past experiences with it?
So when we first started playing this game, one of the things that I loved about it, like you said, was launching the ships, landing the ships was just so much fun. The controls were very in depth, to say the least. And it was one of those things where, man, if you didn't know what you were doing, you could definitely crash your ship pretty easily. Learning how to slow down to be able to actually approach an area was really hard, to be honest with you, at the beginning. Once you kind of get the hang of it and know kind of what you're doing, though, it really started to make sense and started to kind of just more work. They've introduced some new modules that help you like approach suites, that help you reach your destination a little bit easier and everything. Let's not forget, one of the coolest things about this game is the fact that you can actually play in VR. And it's one of the cool games that not only do you get to play in VR, but you don't have to, but the VR experience is just truly amazing. It's really one of those in-depth games, and it truly is more of a flight sim than just a space shooter. We haven't really gotten too far as like, at least I haven't, in the landing of ship, or not, excuse me, the rovers and driving those. We haven't done any of the big missions where you're going to be flying through different stations, like on actually doing big missions. I've heard those are in there, but I haven't done it myself. The game is slick. It looks beautiful. I like the like I said, the modules they've added, the different components, upgrading your ships. The engineers are pretty awesome to be able to further upgrade. It's definitely one of those things that if you have to know what modules to take and which modules you want to upgrade, it definitely has a grind. Is one thing about it. Now we've been playing it for about 4 weeks. You say it's been about 4 weeks. We came back, and yeah. I've really started to feel that grind. I've really started to get to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm just doing the same things over and over to get money. But I think if we continue to press on and we explore and find those bigger events to do, I really think the game is going to shine. I mean, you see the videos, the gameplay videos they have on the Steam website. They have some awesome looking areas. Have you seen any of those missions or those things where they're like flying through, like looks like a Death Star kind of thing, like trenches and things?
Yeah, I've seen them. They do look really cool. The mega ships, I think is what they're called.
Right. I want to do one of those real soon. I think that would be incredibly fun. The way the ships all look, I love the way that all the ships fly different. They can all hold different modules. Like some are good for transport, some are good for combat, some are just big ships. Capital ships are coming out soon, which is going to be what, in the next couple months. I'm pretty intrigued. I like the galactic power system that they have, where you're going, you know, you're vying control, trying to expand your empire's influence, and how that goes off. I love the fact that you can do kind of like a solo on a private server, but what you do on that private server affects the whole universe, which I think is pretty cool. But then you, if you want to play with other players in PvP, you can even do that as well. Overall, I'm having a great time. It's starting to slow down on me as far as like my enjoyment, just because that grind is just getting to me. What do you think, Ryan?
Well, all things you said, I would agree with. I still enjoy the flying aspect of it probably more than anything else. That's been why I enjoy it. I mean, I'm a big flight sim fan anyway, whether it's flying airplanes or flying spaceships, I guess. So in lack of not having a Star Citizen or something like that else to play, I'm really enjoying what we do have in Elite. The mystery side of it, the side that we haven't seen yet, is still sort of pulling at me a little bit. The ship combat in the last few weeks has gotten more exciting for me as well, since our ships have gotten bigger. And I don't mind the grind so much when it comes to just making money, because there's a tangible reward for everything that we do, whether it's earning arc, earning up to our 400 points of arc or anything else. It seems to reward people for just just doing what they can. So for all those reasons, I'm still okay with it, and looking forward to doing some more of those, seeing aliens or going to a colony ship or seeing a mega ship or just getting blown up 100 more times hanging out with you guys.
I've often said this is the loneliest MMO I've ever played. And I still feel that way. Now, they have added squads since the initial release. Or not squad. Well, they added squads and wings. So now you can make a squadron, which is kind of like a guild. But, man, I still feel like they're really missing out. They could really add a lot more to that and have more fun with flying with other people. Wings are just hard to get together. The wing missions tend to be hard to do together as well. I think the multiplayer aspect of this game, strangely, for being a MMORPG, is still one of the worst features. You always think that's going to, be the biggest feature of a game like this, and it's really not. It's just hard to get it going. And I've definitely felt the grind as well. We are all based on the Seos and Sothos systems, which are fantastic for running cargo missions back and forth. But it does get very boring after a while, and I've dove into combat. I saved up probably 120 plus hours worth of grinding rank, Federation rank, to get me a Fed cutter, and it's an excellent combat ship, and it's a lot of fun. But man, there's so many, like Will touched on, so many engineering and different components, and like I'm nowhere near where that ship needs to be competitive in PvP or anything like that. We haven't even been doing that. We've been focusing on NPC combat, and I still get blown up all the time. I mean, and part of the time it's my fault, but it's definitely a tough game, and I'm struggle with combat more than I like to admit. I usually think combat's one of my favorite features in games like this, but I have just had no luck really being effective most of the time in combat. I do like the fighter systems, and I do like how you can join my ship and be a gunner for me or fly my fighter ship. That's the best parts of the multiplayer, in my opinion, so far. I hope to see them expand that more with the capital ships. Like you talked about, they're supposed to be adding, I think it was second quarter of 2020 now is when they're going to add those. But that has a lot of potential to be a lot of fun. I hope they do it right and hopefully add some more to the squadron groups altogether. All right, guys, thanks for listening to our podcast. We are the Mature Minded Gamers. We do video games, board games, and all things geek. You can check out our website at maturemindedgamers.com.